The animators behind the Atlanta production company Floyd County have made a handful of shows you've probably never heard of, but now you might know the star show on their roster, the FX series Archer. Title character Sterling Archer is the self-proclaimed world's greatest secret agent. And his egoism is just one of the many flaws in the cast of characters on Archer.
Mother! Move, idiots! Mother! Mother, are you all right?
Why wouldn't I be?
I heard you scream.
That wasn't me. It was this one.
Well, it was very upsetting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty upsetting.
And what the hell are you wearing?
I think technically it's a loincloth. Fashioned out of a baby doll nightie. Well, I'm sorry, Mother. I didn't know I'd be going to a funeral. I would have worn a black one.
Archer has been nominated for an Emmy in the Best Animated Program category. So our producer, Gabby Watt, spoke with Christian Danley. He became the official full-time editor on Archer 3 seasons ago.
So how did you first start working on Archer?
Yeah, I've known Matt and Adam. Adam Reed is the writer-creator of Archer, and Matt Thompson is the executive producer. Those guys have made cartoons for years and years. We used to make cartoons for Adult Swim. We made a cartoon called C-Lab 2021, and I came on board C-Lab after the third episode. They made 3 episodes in New York City, and then Cartoon Network made them move to Atlanta so that they could keep an eye on them better. And that's when I started working. And there were only like 6 of us making that cartoon. We made C-Lab for Adult Swim, and then we made a cartoon called Frisky Dingo that even fewer people have seen than C-Lab. And then the company got a little bit bigger.
And that's all at Adult Swim?
Yes, those were both. But we were just like a separate company selling our cartoon to Cartoon Network. And then Adam pitched this show, Archer, to FX, and they bought it. So that sort of like spawned a new company, Floyd County, that makes Archer.
Well, you were talking about how, which show is it? There was only 6 people working on it.
C-Lab?
Is that a small staff animators? I mean, usually on these shows, like how many do you have?
Yeah, I guess it depends
working?
On what kind of animation you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Because all the cartoons I've ever worked on were like cheapo animations. You know, like a show like Family Guy has hundreds of animators working on it all the time. But now, even with Archer, the company's really big now, again, because like there's a whole background department where people paint these beautiful backgrounds. And then there's, you know, storyboard artists that we never had before, like actual guys who also make comic books, also draw our storyboards. And they're just beautiful. Like even the storyboards are really, really awesome.
Well, yeah, because I was interested in, because I talked to one of the animators on Archer, Marcus Rosentrader, a while ago. And when
I work with Marcus all the time.
When he was describing what he does on the show, it just seemed so specific.
Yeah.
So could you take us through, you know, some of the very specific tasks people have to do in order to animate an episode?
Yeah, well, I'm an editor, so I can give you the editor's perspective. When we make an episode, Adam writes a script. And then we get the script, and we record all the dialogue. And the very first step that me as an editor that I get to do is I put together what's called a radio edit. It's where there's no animation or pictures. It's just the audio. Because if it works just without pictures, then if it's funny in that stage, then we're confident that it'll be funny the whole way through. So that's where I really, as an editor, get to have any kind of say in the show. That's where I can do timing choices and... Archer has a very specific style of writing and dialogue. It's pretty fast paced, so you have to cut it in a specific way. And I think that's the difference of being an animation editor versus a traditional reel editor, where you just get a bunch of footage as an editor, and then the art is putting this footage together. But an animation editor is like almost the opposite. Like I build it from that. That's where I get to have my creative say, is in the radio edit. And then once I start putting on storyboards and art from the other departments, then I can't change it because now they have to like animate this thing. So I build the radio edit, then we lay on top storyboards, and that's where I have to make timing changes for what the storyboard artists want. And then we start replacing the storyboards with animation of varying degrees of completeness. It'll be really choppy at the beginning, and then it'll get better and better until we've got our final thing. And then that goes to a sound mixer who actually like professionally sound mixes it. And that's basically how we make an episode of Archer.
In terms of the actual animation, do you use any, is there a part where someone's actually like a, they're like you're transferring like a live motion into animation?
We use a lot of photo references. Okay. So we don't really like draw over video, which I think is called rotoscoping in the animation world. I'm not an animator. I'm just an editor. Like animators are like a whole different kind of person. They're very, very specific. But so, yeah, we'll take a lot of photo references. And some of that will be, you know, for range of motion. And then, yeah, that gets drawn over. We use After Effects a lot and a program called Harmony to animate our programs. Harmony is just the, I guess, the gold standard of animating.
And, I mean, what was the inspiration for the actual animation style? Because the backgrounds on Archer, like the actual set, I don't know what the right animation term would be. It's very different than how the characters are actually animated.
Yeah, that's great because we developed that style for Frisky Dingo. So for Frisky Dingo, our second cartoon for Adult Swim, we just took a bunch of pictures of people because it was easier and quicker for us to draw it that way. Because there were so few of us working on the show, like we really had to figure out ways to cut corners or to make it. And that's why the animation on those shows is also very bare bones. The animation in Archer has come a long way, but that's also because FX has kept us on. We've had so many seasons that we've just gotten really good at it. But before Archer, it was always about like how quick and how easy we can make this cartoon. And so that's why we would take pictures. That started on Frisky Dingo. And you would just draw an Illustrator over the person's face, and then there would just be one layer of shadow and like one layer of highlight to just keep it really fast and simple. And that carried over to Archer. But now like everything, it's just been taken to such a great, like they've made that style as good as you can possibly make it. And that's through the talented illustrators that we have. Like we still use photo references, but so much more of it is just people like using their talents to make it good instead of cutting corners. Like they've just gotten really good at it.
Man.
I'm always insistent, Woodhouse.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not to be trusted, am I?
No, sir. But
stop. Shut up. I have to go. But if I find one single dog hair when I get back, I'll rub sand in your dead little eyes.
Very good, sir.
I also need you to go buy sand.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if they grade it, but coarse.
I loved the first season, like even the pilot episode where, I mean, I think it's the scene where there's like Archer's talking to Woodhouse, his like servant slash slave.
Yeah, the put upon Woodhouse. Yeah.
He's like, I need you to get me some sand, coarse.
And he usually will eat bowls of spider webs. That's a big thing that Woodhouse has to do, eating bowls of spider webs.
But yeah, just sort of, I guess, watching that season several times and then now watching the seventh season, there's definitely, you know, some animation techniques that are just a lot more advanced, I suppose. Like, I mean, there's even a scene where in the seventh season where like Cheryl and Pam and Ray are like spinning in some spinny chairs.
Oh, man.
And I imagine that was a really hard scene to animate because usually they're like sort of two dimensional.
Yeah, no, it was hard. But, you know, from an editing standpoint, a large part of my job is just waiting for files from people. So I remember putting that scene together, and every time a new file came in, it just got a little nicer and a little nicer. It was really hard, but like from my perspective, you know, it was easy. But they worked really hard on it, but it wasn't ever bad. It was always good. Like, it always just kept getting better. And, again, they've just gotten so good at that sort of thing.
So no one's heard from them? So we've got two agents in the field.
Investigators! Thought it was very clear about that. And also about how excessive spinning causes premature wear on the bearings.
Cyril!
There's a scene in season one where Pam's shirt changes color in between two scenes. That would never in a million years happen now. Like, there are so many people that a large part of their job is just to watch the show and find any little tiny mistake to fix it. And this, when I watching that now is just crazy. They were just trying to get the show done. You know, that whole first season was just figuring out how to make the show, you know, a big show. Our Adult Swim shows were only 11 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And now we make a 22-minute show. So that's twice as hard.
Are there any other scenes later on that have been particularly innovative or interesting to try to figure out how to actually do it?
Yeah, there's some really great chases. A lot of car chases. Adam loves to write car chases, and then the animation department just sort of has to figure it out how to do it. And that's an interesting aspect. Like, Adam is very specific about how dialogue happens in Archer, but he's really open to how we make the action happen. There's a, I'm trying to remember what season it was in, but it's when Woodhouse, it's the episode with the Pope in it, because Woodhouse looks like the Pope, and they go to the Vatican. There's a car chase with the Swiss Guard, I think, that's just awesome. And like, Archer, his clothes get exploded off of him at some point. In the season where Charlotte is a country music singer, there's a whole Smoking the Bandit episode, mm-hmm. where it's called Eastbound and Down, where they have to, like, Archer's running a blocker car, and they're in the big bus behind them, and that's just got some great action in it, too. And I think that's because we've learned how to do 3D at Floyd County. We have a whole 3D department now, so they'll model stuff, and then that'll get painted over to make it look like it's still part of the world, the 2D world. But some stuff is just straight up 3D modeled, and our department's gotten really good at that, too.
Kristen Danley is the editor on the FX show Archer. We'll hear more of his conversation with our producer, Gabby Watts, after a short break. You're listening to City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzes. This is City Lights. If you're just joining us, we're hearing producer Gabby Watts' conversation with Kristen Danley, who's the editor of the animated series Archer.
Do you have a favorite character on the show? Because I think what makes the show particularly fun in terms mm-hmm. of the writing and the stories is that everyone is terrible in their own specific
yeah.
way.
Mm-hmm.
So is there one terrible quality that you like the most?
You know, actually, I think what I like the most is how much Cyril gets picked on. So he's probably the least terrible of all of them.
So will I need sweatpants?
Cyril, you need all new clothes.
Well, what's wrong with these?
Sorry. I was laughing at your clothes.
Could right? you tell us a little bit about Cyril?
Cyril is played by Chris Parnell. And Cyril is sort of, he started off as the accountant at the spy agency. But then he had a relationship with Lana, and he's just like...
Who's very hot.
Yes, yeah.
And a spy.
Right. The world's second best spy, if you would ask Archer. But a thing that has happened as we've had so many seasons is Adam has sort of changed the basic premise a couple of times. But Cyril is always the put upon, sad little guy. And he's so great at that. Chris Parnell's a blast. I also will cut up the audio that we get from the recording sessions just down to like the takes that we need. And Chris Parnell's always hilarious off mic. He's always just very charming and very just... like thankful and nice when he doesn't have to be. It's like he doesn't realize how much people love him. He's just super humble about it.
Well, this might not be a real observation, but just one that I thought I had. But like going from the first season to the later seasons, it does seem that the characters, you know, it's not just all about Archer anymore. It does seem yeah. that everyone does have a bigger role because everyone, I guess audiences just love all of the dysfunction of all of the characters
yeah.
as well.
I think that's Adam's writing. He's really good at that. But he also just crafted a show that had a bunch of interesting personalities that if you put them together, just equal terrible people interacting terribly with each other. He's really good at that style of writing.
You are all so frickin' sued!
Shut up! And you were just gonna do it?
Not me!
Mother?
No, you idiot! One of those two.
Who? Scarra Fawcett and Baby Huey?
You better apologize!
Or what?
Or this!
Well, this question might also be above your pay grade.
Okay.
But I was thinking this because I really love Rick and Morty, but I mm-hmm. also really love Squidbillies,
yeah.
which for people who don't know what that show is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's squids who are hillbillies.
Yeah. In the mountains of Georgia.
Yeah, and yeah. that's it's Adult Swim show.
Yeah.
Because I recently saw Unknown Henson, who
okay, yeah.
voices early.
He's like the dad squid.
And I know it's kind of like it's this animated show and it's a farce, but I went to this show that Unknown Henson did because he's a musician as well, and everyone in the audience, I think, was a hillbilly, and it was kind of like all of these bros being kind of hillbilly bros. Sorry, hillbilly bros, but I don't know. I thought that was interesting because it's like a farce and making fun of this like really conservative culture in the mountains, but at the same time, that's like the audience. So I was kind of wondering, thinking about that show, if you think Archer is inspiring the next generation of like egocentric entitled bros.
Narcissist killers out there. I don't know. I think that hopefully not.
Hopefully not happening.
But, you know, I think like Squidbillies is about these hillbilly squids, right? But it's also made for, and it makes fun of them, but it's also from a weirdly heartfelt place too, you know? So, and I think that's why Unknown Henson is the voice. Like, that gives it some legitimacy. So, yeah, obviously we don't have any legitimate spies on Archer, but I think it's commentary and it's making fun of all the bad things that we do, but also like coming from a place that we all know that we do them too. You know, we're not punching down at it, you know, we're like punching ourselves about it. Like we've all done those terrible things or thought about it. But maybe not to the extent that the Archer crew does it, because you should go to jail for a lot of that stuff. There's this great running joke in Archer that I love about when you get knocked out. Like, people just get knocked out on TV all the time. But Archer has started saying, you know, like, that's really bad for you. You know, if you get knocked unconscious, even for a couple of seconds, that's brain damage. Like, what's happening is your brain is getting damaged. And there's also a running tinnitus joke in Archer, but it's also, Adam has like done a lot of research about tinnitus and like is very aware of what actually the thing is about, but is also making fun of it a little bit at the same time.
And also, I guess people should always remember that these are animated characters, so the things that happen to their bodies are not actually what's going to happen to your real biological human flesh.
Yeah, if a safe falls on you, you won't turn into an accordion and then come back to life. You'll probably just die.
Did that happen on Archer?
No.
Okay.
Our animation style is a lot more realistic than that. But Archer gets shot all the time.
He does.
He got shot in the spine, like point blank in the spine at the end of one season, and he was okay the next season.
And then Lana shoots him in the foot a fair amount, it seems.
Yeah. And a thing we've tried to do, which we've sort of gotten away from now because Archer is sort of like unstuck in time, sort of. But he would always carry over his scars. He had a scar on his foot for a long time, since that episode in the first season. Whenever he would have his shoes off, you'd see that little bullet hole scar. We tried to track that stuff through the whole show.
Well, thank you so much for talking about Archer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was fun.